Welcome back. The Bollywood star Saif Ali Khan was brutally attacked in his Mumbai home. According to staff, the intruder described as being a man in his 30s, around 5'5", armed with a stick and sharp knife. And you can see his pictures over there because CCTV footage has been released. Demanded a crore. He first went to Saif's son's room, telling the nanny he wanted a crore before assaulting her. The commotion alerted Saif and Kareena, who rushed in. Saif confronted the intruder, suffering multiple stab wounds, including two deep ones close to his spine, necessitating surgery. Two staff members were also injured. The police are investigating this very closely.
The first images of the man who is most likely Saif Ali Khan's attacker. Mumbai police released the suspect captured on CCTV. The footage, time-stamped at 2:33 a.m., shows the accused entering the staircase of Saif's building. The high-security Bandra residence, home to Saif Ali Khan, Kareena Kapoor Khan, and their two sons, the scene of a horrifying attack in the early hours of Thursday. At approximately 2:30 a.m., an unidentified man barged into their home and attacked the actor with a knife. Sources say a demand of rupees 1 crore ransom was made. After the attack, Saif's eldest son, Ibrahim, rushed his father to Leelavati Hospital in an auto rickshaw.
फायर एस्केप का यूज करके इनके घर पे गया था, ये भी पता चला है। ये एक चोरी का अटेम्प्ट था, ऐसा हमारे इन्वेस्टिगेशन में निष्पन्न हुआ है। एक्यूज को जल्दी अरेस्ट करने की कोशिश हमारी चल रही है। 10 डिटेक्शन टीम्स हैं, जो अलग 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 डायरेक्शंस में काम कर रही है। ऑफेंस रजिस्टर हो चुका है।
Even as investigations are underway and a possible insider job has not been ruled out, this incident once again raises serious concerns about the personal safety and security of high-profile individuals, even in the confines of their homes.
Doctors at Leelavati confirmed that Saif sustained critical injuries, including a severe wound to his thoracic spine caused by a lodged 2.5-inch knife.
Mr. Saif Ali Khan was admitted in the morning at 2 a.m. at Leelavati Hospital with alleged history of assault by some unknown person. He sustained major injury to the thoracic spinal cord due to lodged knife in the spine. Surgery was performed to remove the knife and also repair the leaking spinal fluid. He is completely stable now. He is recovering well and out of danger.
The attack has sent shockwaves across the film industry. Celebrities took to social media to express their outrage and wish Saif a speedy recovery. The incident has also sparked a political debate, with CM Devendra Fadnavis brushing it aside as an aberration and the opposition looking, bringing up law and order.
देशातल्या मेगा सिटीमध्ये सर्वात सुरक्षित मुंबई आहे हे खरं आहे की कधी कधी काही घटना घडतात त्याला गंभीरतेने देखील घेतलं पाहिजे पण केवळ त्या घटनांमुळे मुंबई असुरक्षित आहे असं म्हणणं हे याकरता योग्य होणार नाही की याने मुंबईची प्रतिमा देखील खराब होते पण ते अधिक सुरक्षित राहिलं पाहिजे या दृष्टीनं निश्चित सरकार प्रयत्न करत आहे
मुंबई में तो क्राइम आज देख रहे किस तरह से बढ़ रहा है बांद्रा में जहाँ ये सब लोग रहते हैं बहुत सारी सिक्योरिटीज कैमरा सब कुछ है वहाँ फिर भी किसी की हिम्मत होती है उस घर में जाके इतना अटैक करने की बहुत चिंताजनक बात है
Meanwhile, Saif Ali Khan's family, including Kareena Kapoor Khan and their children, have remained by his side. Friends and relatives have also visited the actor at the hospital, offering their support during this challenging time.
The good news is that Saif Ali Khan is now stable and out of danger. He still remains under observation and his family is rallying around him. While the immediate danger has passed, the larger question remains, how long till the police apprehend the suspect? With Radhika Ramaswamy, this is Abira Dhar reporting from Mumbai for NDTV.
Well, joining us now, Shaina NC, Tara Deshpande and the former Director General of Police Maharashtra, Sanjay Pandey. Mr. Pandey, let me come to you first. On the basis of what you've seen, prima facie, does it appear to be an insider job, somebody the family possibly knew, he came in. What strikes me is the brazen nature in which he thought he'd get away with this.
Well, I think you're absolutely on the dot. In a society, and that too in Mumbai, there are security guards. I mean, you can't enter a house without identification. You can't just go up to the 12th floor. Nobody has said that he climbed the 12th floor from outside and then enter the house. I was going through through the FIR. Somebody was reading it out, and they said that he came first into a room. He accosted the maid, and then people came out. They probably bolted him in the room and went upstairs, and then he somehow went away. I think the entry doesn't appear to be an outsider at all to me. Some parts of the FIR too don't add up. I haven't in my career ever seen a person come in and start demanding a crore of rupees. Looks strange. Police surely will investigate all these angles. And in haste, maybe certain statements get made. And as the law stands, FIR is not the encyclopedia. So they will come to the facts very soon. They probably have the footage of the person. But certain things, certainly, as I said, entry into the house, being accosting and asking for 1 crore. And then people say he was bolted inside. And then they went up, came down, the person went away. On all this, and then how did the guards did not get alerted? I mean, all this doesn't add up. Yeah, sure.
Shaina, coming over here, the fact that this is a reasonably protected house. There would have been security guards present. This is an apartment on the 12th floor. This man was obviously familiar with the insides of the building. He was familiar with it. He may have been a regular visitor over there. Do you believe that it was this familiarity which enabled him to get where he managed? That, it wasn't a random sort of visit to this building. It was very carefully planned on the basis of knowing the layout.
So Vishnu, I'm not a detective, and as a citizen and as a layman just watching the entire sequence of events, has it shocked us? Yes, it has absolutely shocked us. But is it a failure of law and order? Obviously not, because this is in a private space and a freak case where you have CCTV cameras, you have security, and from what has been gathered, and obviously by Pandeji said, because he's got far more experience in the police force than any of us, so I think he would have been the right person to answer this. Having said that, does it worry you? Absolutely it does, because this is a systemic flaw. And if there are lacunas in the system where you've had house help who are in cahoots with these kind of perpetrators of crime, or if this perpetrator of crime has been following the family and, has landed up as in this burglary case, I think the only silver lining on the cloud is the fact that the family is safe and that Saif is out of trouble in that sense when it comes to his own health. And of course, at this point, everyone just wants their safety. Having said that, is there a takeaway? Yeah, there are lots of takeaways. And I think as our Honorable Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, our Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, the Police Commissioner, all have made statements saying that, Mumbai is by far the safest city. Yes, there are strange cases. And let's not just stereotype. And I've heard lots of, very awful comments from the opposition vis-a-vis the Mumbai police, which I think could be incorrect, because an FIR was registered at Bandra Police Station, DCP Zone 9. The fact that Daya Nayak has come in as somebody from the police force to investigate the crime, and the evidence that is in the public domain and has been shown by lots of channels only makes us repose our faith in the Mumbai police that they're doing their job and that the perpetrator will be booked in record time. So I think that burglary being the motive, let's not stereotype. Let's have faith in our Mumbai police as they have always lived up to the occasion. And as far as a Bollywood star or a celebrity is concerned, it's unfortunate. This is Saif and his family, but I hope it never repeats. So we have a long learning to go ahead from here in private societies as well as in public space and domains.
Tara, your thoughts on what happened? It just seems so unbelievable.
Well, it's a very tragic situation, which could have been much worse. And a home invasion is always extremely scary because it hits you in your most secure zone. So I think this would, you know, upset a lot of people. We're glad that everybody is safe. And it does seem like a very strange crime. I think the police should be allowed to complete their investigations before we speculate on what could have or has happened. I have full faith in the Mumbai police. I do think that it's kind of an excessive reaction to say that Mumbai is unsafe. From all the statistics that I've read, in fact, crime has fallen considerably in the year 2023 across the board. Even in cyber crimes, there have been lower crimes. Crimes against women have also fallen. So I think actually Mumbai has become a safer city as per the statistics and reports. This, I believe, and I hope, is an aberration and it doesn't happen to anybody. But yes, of course, it has to be investigated. It does seem odd. And I think we will wait until we have information from the police.
No, I agree with you and China as well that it's just a completely knee-jerk reaction to say that law and order in Mumbai is collapsing. It's one of the largest cities in the world. You know, murders happen, attacks take place on a daily basis.
Yes.
But I think, which is why, I mean, that's not a point I'm raising. I'm just curious about the circumstances and how something could happen with, you know, in this impetuous manner. Let me go back to the former Director General of Police, Sanjay Pandey. Now that you know what this man looks like, assuming it is him, how long would it take the police to likely find him?
I think the police has already zeroed him. And I think by tonight, going by the experience, they would have nabbed him. Mumbai police, for sure, has the right skills and the right manpower to really handle this. And I also like to endorse what China and Tara just said. One incident doesn't talk about breakdown in law and order, for sure. I mean, Mumbai is by far the safest city that I came to live in and I came to be the commissioner and the DG. So, yeah, I think just give them some few more hours. I won't give them more than like a few more hours, that's all. Tomorrow morning you will have everything being relayed and talked to by the police. I mean, they are already putting the best people forward and they will get this done.
I think, Mr. Pandey, the really fortunate part of all of this is that Saif Ali Khan is managing to cope with his injuries. To have 5 to 6 stab injuries, including one in the back, what the doctors did mention a little while back, that he had leaking spinal cord fluid. There was a 2.5-inch part of the knife which had to be extracted. These were incredibly, incredibly serious injuries. He could have died of this. I think that's the bottom line.
Yeah, but there's no denying the fact that getting the spinal cord hit, and that I think the doctor just said that the spinal fluid also leaked, is a very serious thing to happen to anybody. I think we are all thankful to stars that I think he is out of danger. It shouldn't happen to anybody. That's all I can say.
Shaina, let's think about the family and spare a thought for them. This was a man who entered...
Yes.
His child's room, a 4-year-old child's room, they fought with the maid. And then, you know, Saif protecting his family. Just imagine what they would be going through, the horror. I mean, for them to overcome what has happened would take a great deal of time. This is the worst nightmare for anybody, for all of us.
Well, absolutely. For any parent to have their child even witness this, and in this case, Taimur and Jay are really small kids. However, having said that, Kareena and Saif have been very hands-on parents, and I'm sure that they will make sure that they take care of this incident as well, collectively in terms of parenting and whatever is required to ensure that this doesn't leave a scar in the child's mind. But having said that, what is absolutely shocking for all of us is that in a lot of the buildings in Bandra and any upscale suburb, not only do you have CCTV cameras, you have security at multiple levels. So much so that you have scanning cards, you have, people not being allowed into the building. Forget being anywhere close to the staircase. You have everything monitored. So was it a lapse of the building security as well? That's a question that needs to be answered. And for all those who've been shouting out loud today against Mumbai police, I would say, please hold your horses, because this is the same Mumbai police that acts and lives up to every occasion and ensures that perpetrators get a befitting answer and they are booked as fast as possible. So I don't think this is about a common citizen or about a lapse of security or a law and order situation. I think the issue is it's a strange case, which I hope never repeats itself, and a burglary like this with this kind of a motive, where you have intruders coming in through stairs, parallel buildings, maybe some of the house staff being in cahoots. That is all for the investigation to prove. As far as we are concerned and citizens are concerned and the political establishment is concerned, we are here to only learn from every single incident. And I hope that it does not repeat. And the only way it cannot repeat is if we collectively stand by our Mumbai police force, yeah, and if we collectively understand that strange cases such as this have a huge learning, and for every building society, maybe further security measures, sure, beyond a CCTV camera and the average security guard sitting down is a must.
Tara, I think one also needs to reflect on the fact that Saif's son, Ibrahim, managed to get him into a scooter, an auto, and take him to hospital. The fact that a car wasn't available, the family didn't waste time, and this young man put him into a scooter, an auto, and just drove him, and that probably saved his life, because that first hour is the golden hour. If you don't get somebody to a hospital then, very often the chances are that that person may die, may perish. So they acted fast, didn't they?
Yes, I think it was very brave. He thought on his feet, and he did what any good son would do for his father. So it's really good to know that he was taken to the hospital immediately. And while he recovers from these physical injuries, I think sometimes the mental injuries are greater. This happened in to my father's family many years ago when he was a child, where a burglar got in through the window and threatened the baby. And my grandfather told him, take whatever you want, but just leave the child alone. But of course, no specific figure was asked for. It was just a random robbery. But I do recall that, psychologically, my grandmother was never able to actually enter that room or leave that window open for like years afterwards, because she was so sort of worked up by what had happened. So I think that, home invasions are always really, really scary. And it hits everyone in the public because, everyone wants their families to be safe. That's why we're here, because we want to keep our loved ones safe. So, if a break-in takes place at an office, you don't feel as badly. But when it's your home, it's pretty scary.
I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. And let's hope Mr. Pandey is correct when he says that, look, just give it a few more hours. The Mumbai police will catch the culprit. Let's hope that takes place. We'll get more answers then. Thank you all very much for being with us.